It was dark at night, and his mom said, "There's a broom out on the back porch. Would you go get it for me?" And the little boy said, "Well, Mama, I don't want to go out there. I'm afraid of the dark." And she said, "Well, don't worry about the dark. Jesus is with you. He'll protect you. He'll look after you." And he was still a little reluctant. He didn't want to go out there because he seen it was so dark and he was scared of the darkness. And his mother had to reassure him and say, "Don't worry about it. Jesus is everywhere." So the little boy, he worked up a little courage. He went to the back door and just opened it a crack, peeped out, and said, "Jesus, if you're out there, could you pass me the broom?" Sometimes that's how we are. Has anybody ever been paralyzed by fear? I mean, we all have. I can remember when I was a kid, you know, and it's different when you grow up in the city. There's lots of lights. So even when it's dark out, it's still there's some light. But if you get out into the woods, into the forest, into the bush, where it's dark, dark, it's black. Sometimes you can't even see in front of your hand. And I can remember running out of gas in the wintertime on the trail by myself, having to walk back to the house. And you know, as a kid, like I was probably 14, everything was rolling through my mind. You know, you're walking and you're hearing sounds that you never heard before. You think you're hearing sounds. And you're walking and then you got thinking about, is there a bear going to jump out and eat me? You know, you think of that. But I don't know if you realize it, but bears are not out in the wintertime. They hibernate. But you still think these things, right? Those thoughts still come into your mind. And fear can grip us. I did make it back to the house, obviously. I'm here. No bears ate me. But fear is a real live thing in our life. And to have peace, we have to overcome fear. We can't have one, both of them in our life. We have to have one or the other. I want to read what the psalmist David says. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life." He's the light of your life. Whom shall you fear? I'll start at the beginning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I want this to sink in this morning. The Lord is my strength and my life. In whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. And though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I'll be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord is that I will seek and that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me and set me high upon a rock. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? You know, fear started many years ago. If you notice, we're almost born being afraid. Kids are afraid. It seems almost natural by times that we're afraid. But where does fear come from? Fear doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan. Fear is basically the opposite of faith. What's the Bible say? The Bible says that our life should be directed through faith. But fear is really the opposite. And we allow these fears to come into our life. What's the Bible say? God is not the author of fear. God is not the author of fear in our life. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So when fear comes upon you, that's not from God. When you're afraid, it's not from God. And if you notice through the Bible, do you ever notice that God is always saying, fear not? Don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid. He's constantly reminding of us. See, fear is the access that allows the enemy into your life. Think about that. Fear is the aspect, is the access. It's the open door. And if you open the door and allow fear to come in, fear can destroy you. Cause anxiety, cause you to live in fear, cause you always to be afraid. The thing is, we can't entertain those thoughts. And we do. We'll entertain fear. Do you ever notice that? We spend time entertaining fear. When we're a kid, we're afraid of the dark. We lay there and we think the boogeyman's in the closet. And we're scared. We want a nightlight. I always think about the boogeyman in the closet. Anybody here watch Major Payne? It's so hilarious. Watch it sometime. This guy is a military major that gets demoted to look after kids in a kids like camp. It's like a basic training for kids. And this little guy is afraid of the boogeyman. And the lady that's the, I don't know what you call her, but she's oversees the program. She says, you need to be more sensitive to the needs of these kids. And he doesn't know how to. He's so brash and he's so strong. And the little kid comes into him at night and says, Major, there's a boogeyman in my closet. And the lady looks at him and says, you need to deal with this. He says, no problem. He marches into the little kid's room. He says, where's the boogeyman? In the closet. He pulls out his revolver and pops six, shells into the closet and says, boogeyman's not alive anymore. And the little kid grabs him and it's like, great. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. But we entertain fear in our lives. We need to overcome that. We're afraid as a child of the dark. And as we get older, like, we're afraid of the dentist. You know, we're afraid of the doctor. Think about all these things we're afraid of. You know, we're afraid that we're not going to have enough money to make the house payment. Or we're afraid we're going to lose our job. All these fears come into our mind. What am I going to do? My car's broke down. I can't fix it. I'm going to die early. I'm going to die young. You know, all these crazy thoughts. My wife's going to leave me. She's not going to leave me. She knows a good thing when she's got it. I have no fear. I've chased the enemy out. But if you go to Job, what's Job say? The snare? Maybe I should read it instead of paraphrasing it. But he says, the thing which I greatly fear has come upon me. And that which was I was afraid of is come unto me. You know, we can dwell on things. we can allow that access of fear into our life to overwhelm us and consume us and to have power over us. We don't want to let power come over us. We need to overcome. You see, you're an overcomer. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. He's the light of the world. Amen? He is our light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm not going to fear the doctor. Whom shall I fear? I'm not going to fear loss of money. I'm not going to fear sickness. Whom shall I fear? Don't entertain the enemy. Fill it with what the Word of God says. Now here's something that's key. Some people don't know what the Word says. So when the enemy comes in and starts to speak to you, you begin to think it's okay. But we need to know the Word. We need to know when the enemy comes in and tries to place fear in our life, that we don't have to go there. That we've been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We can face our fears. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen? No weapon formed against us. We need to be fearless. When I think of being fearless in our life, we need to be like David is. David, the psalmist that wrote this, boy, he had a lot of challenges with fear in his life. And he seemed to be able to overcome. And even when he wrote that, you could hear it in his voice. And I got to go back to the scripture there. You could hear it in his language. He knew that the Lord was his strength. He knew that. And he knew that when the enemy encamped around about him, he knew who his source was. He knew who his strength was, that it was Jesus. David, think about him facing Goliath. You might not all know the story, but most of you might. How he went to battle against Goliath, and he was just a little kid. I say a kid. He was a young teenager. He was a young man. Goliath was a giant. He was a giant. He was a massive man. He was a seasoned warrior. And, you know, David tried to put the armor on, but it didn't fit for him. But he was fearless. What's the Bible say? He ran to him. He ran to Goliath. He wasn't fearful. He ran to him. And as he was running, he took the stones and he threw it and he killed the giant. That's being fearless. After he killed him, what did he do? He cut his head off. And he took his head and went throughout Jerusalem, showing him how many things in our life, how many fears in our life that we need to take and be fearless and run to it, face our fears, say, I'm not going to allow that to overtake me. I'm not going to allow those thoughts in my mind. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I will not be defeated. I will not listen to the fears of the devil because I know who my light is. It's Jesus. He's there for me. How many times have we done it? But we should cut the head off of the fear and walk around and expose it and say, this is what Jesus just did for me. Jesus made a miracle in my life. Jesus healed my body. Jesus provided the finances I needed to make my payments. How many times? Run and face your fears. Be a warrior. And when we take that approach, you see, there's a peace that comes in it when you know who your God is and you know how big your God is. When we seek him, when you go down through that scripture, it says, I will be confident. Be confident in your God. Be confident in your Savior. Be confident in the light of the world. This is the time that we're exposing the light of the world, who it is, Jesus, and that he has made a difference for us. This is the time to let your light shine, because he is the one that helps us overcome fear. You see, perfect love will cast out all fear. The Bible says that. It says, that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. You know who's perfect love? Jesus is perfect love. Perfect love will cast out all fear. You see, that's why I'm not afraid of my wife leaving me. Because she's got perfect love for me. And I have perfect love for her. Cast out all fear. You want to be overcome fear in your life. Allow the Savior of the world to shine his perfect love in you. You see, when you know who your Savior is, and when you know who perfect love is, it'll cast out all fear. Hope these words stir you today. Don't allow the works of the enemy to overcome. Don't be like Peter that began to step out of the boat in faith, but let fear grip him and he began to sink. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. Though the war may rise against me, in this I'll be confident. One thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. And that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For that in that time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me and he shall set me high upon a rock. Say no fear here. Say, no fear here.
No fear here.
Say, no fear in my life.
No fear in my life.
Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let's stand. Let's just bow our heads for a minute. I'm going to pray for everyone. How many people here need prayer because of fear, anxiety, and fear? They're afraid. We're all challenged with it. From the pulpit down to the seat, the enemy knows that that is a device he can use against us. But we can't allow him to put access in our lives. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're the power of this world. We know that you're the King of Kings. We know that you're the Lord of Lords. We know that your name is on high today. And that at your name, every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that you are Lord. And Lord, today we bind up the works of the enemy in this place. We bind up every spirit of fear. every spirit of being afraid, every spirit of anxiety that would attack our people in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke it and we serve notice on the enemy that he is a defeated foe in this place this morning. And that the weapons of our warfare are mighty in the name of Jesus. We push these things back in the name of Jesus. And we allow the spirit of peace that passes all understanding to come down and rest on us today. Let your anointing peace fall on us, fresh and anew today. Lord, I pray that you will empower us throughout our lives and throughout this Christmas season, Lord, that we will take the power that you have given us and that we will share the light of the kingdom of God with people we come in contact, Lord. Let it not end at the walk of lights. Lord, I pray that we'll take what you've given us and that we'll take it to our community in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you empower every person here today. Lord, I pray that you bless them today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you feel good? I feel good. If it was not for anybody, it must have been for me this morning. What shall we fear? Not a thing, because our Savior is with us. Come back tonight. Bring as many people as you can. Load up your cars and your vans and bring them. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed week.